It's about all the things that encompass being 17 and growing up in rural Australia and not knowing what to do with your life, or perhaps knowing what to do with your life and being a bit afraid to do those things. It's about falling in love, getting hurt, disappointing your parents, and the two main characters just happen to fall in love are both girls. The angst never changes. The environment that we experience these types of feelings in around us changes.
Do you think it's harder growing up in rural areas if you're gay?
Definitely. I think it's not as hard now than as it was when I did it. But I think there is this misconception in the general community that we have marriage equality now and the world's changed and there's this great happy place and everyone lives happily ever after. And that those feelings of fear and self-loathing and being unsure about whether you can trust your own community or your own family, they still exist very much within the current environment. There are not enough books that are readily available that deal with a lot of contemporary issues, but the characters just so happen to be gay as well. And then I think that the prevalence is increasing, but it needs to be much, much more.
Do you think reading a book about these sorts of experiences does help people? That there's some sort of comfort in thinking, oh, wow, I'm not the only one who's ever thought about this, because at least this writer has thought about this.
Oh, definitely. I mean, when I grew up, these books, they literally just did not exist. And that was in the late 90s, and I was, you know, struggling to come to terms with it. And I think because there were no one was writing books about queer people, no one was putting positive messages in queer film or TV shows, it makes you think that there's a reason that these people are not represented in literature or in media. It makes you think that there's something wrong, essentially, with the way you feel. If these people don't even exist in fiction, how can they exist in the real world? So I think, you know, having these books and different things available for young people now to go to help them make sense of their identity, to find people within the narratives that they can relate to that have the same feelings as them, I think it's integral.